Hi. This is my first foray into this weird and wonderful thing called podcasting, so I hope you'll bear with me through any blips and blunders. I just have a few things to say for now, an introductory bit for what's more or less an experiment for me at the moment. When I first started the blog around 2.5 years ago, it had been my intention to not only write about veganism, but also to write about other aspects of the ethics of consumerism. Primarily dealing with how we grow and process food and how we're generally polluting ourselves and the planet while doing so. I'm not a vegan for health or environmental reasons. Those are secondary considerations when it comes to the ethical choices that I make, but the fact that they're not the primary considerations certainly doesn't mean that they're not significant, nor does it mean that they're altogether separate from my promoting nonviolence and educating others about what it really means to take the interests of non-human animals seriously. So, health and environmental concerns may be ancillary, but in a very practical sense, they're complementary. When we support practices and industries that damage the world around us, it's not just our world that's being damaged, it's the world we share with other humans and non-humans. As vegans, I think that there are a lot of basic changes that we can incorporate into our animal-free choices, particularly, but not exclusively, when it comes to food, that not only lead to our having a more gentle impact on our environment, but that also leave us much healthier. Now, whether or not it's fortuitous, many of these changes to our choices as consumers can also help us pinch the odd penny. And from what I've been hearing from many of my fellow vegans, although the vegan niche market is indeed expanding, the $15 bottles, you know, of shampoo and the $5 tubes of toothpaste can add up for the vegan on a budget. And sometimes cheaper alternatives aren't as readily available on store shelves as they might be in, say, more densely populated urban areas where there's sufficient demand for them. Now, as I stated, I'm not a vegan for health or environmental reasons, nor am I a vegan for financial reasons or because it's convenient. That being said, I'd like to take a shot at troubleshooting to find ways to help make veganism easier, less expensive, healthier, and more environmentally friendly for other vegans, and I'd like to share what I find. So, why am I Faces on Fire podcast at this time? Well, I think that it might give me an opportunity to explore some more areas that aren't as easily covered or as fun to cover in written format, along with using a podcast to expand upon the stuff that I've just mentioned. It'd give me a chance to do something else I've been itching to do, which is to actually get to talk to other abolitionist vegans about different issues, to tap into some great resources that are out there through interviews, and to share whatever knowledge I acquire. I also have more questions than answers when it comes to abolitionist animal rights, so I also hope to invite some of my cohorts and colleagues to help me suss out both some of the broader issues, as well as the finer points of what we can and should be doing for non-human animals. So, that's it for now. This little bit was more or less just a tentative hello of sorts. Stay tuned in the near future for news on my next podcast, where I'll be jumping into the fray and offering up something a bit more substantial. Visit the My Faces on Fire blog, where you can find a link to email me if you have any suggestions for areas you'd like to see covered, or if you have any particular questions you'd like to have answered, or drop me a line on Twitter at MFIOF. In the meantime, go vegan, if you're not. If you are, talk to others about going vegan, and if you need more information, please visit Animal Rights The Abolitionist Approach at www.abolitionistapproach.com. Thanks.